The recent Tennessee Valley Corridor Summit featured a panel discussion on education, and in particular, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM education, to discuss preparing the future workforce. I spoke with one of the guest panelists about the impact of education on the high-tech workforce of the future. Cheryl Harvey is responsible for community relations and education for Eastman Chemical Company. As a panelist during the recent Tennessee Valley Corridor Summit, her discussion focused on the need for educated and skilled workers to keep technology firms staffed for the growing economic expansion of high-tech firms in our region.
Well, our corporation is a chemical company, and because we're a chemical company, most of our jobs are STEM-related jobs. We hire a lot of chemists, chemical engineers, folks in information technology. Of course, our finance folks, you know, have to be very strong in math, our marketing people. So we have a lot of STEM-related careers. So we're interested in making sure that kids are developing an interest in STEM-related areas at a very early age, and that they are enhancing that as they go through high school and then move on into college and stay in those careers.
Things have changed in education over the years. There are all these new innovations and adding technology to classrooms, but it hasn't really been improving education. Are you seeing a workforce that is really incapable of coming in the door and hitting the ground running?
Well, I think we're working on that. I think one of the biggest problems is we have some very capable people, but to be quite honest, we don't have the quantity that we need because the workforce is getting older. About 50% of the workforce will be retiring within the next 5 to 10 years in the STEM-related areas. And you have to have a pipeline of people that are coming in to replace those jobs, as well as all the new jobs that are coming up. And you think about jobs 10 years ago that we have today, they weren't even in existence. So imagine 10 years from now. And then on top of that, you don't have the pipeline that you're filling with those students that have been pursuing STEM-related courses to be prepared to do those STEM-related jobs. So a lot of it's quantitative. I mean, I think we have students in this country, they're very capable. We've just got to stimulate that interest. We've really got to get them excited about it. And I think a key to that is just helping them to understand the relevance, helping them to understand, why am I taking this math and science on? Why am I doing this algebra and this trigonometry and this calculus? And how am I ever going to apply that? And what we try to do is make sure that they understand that there are jobs out there that they're going to use it every day, and they're going to be excited about using it. And that's the thing that we want to bring into education. It is wonderful when you see that kids get excited about that and the learning taking place, because it just gets better and better when they do that.
A lot of the STEM preparation through the K-12 programs involves preparing them for college. Industry goes back and forth between they're looking for people with the college degrees and then they're looking for people with experience, and it goes back and forth. Where are we at right now? Are they looking for those college degrees?
I don't necessarily think it's they're looking for the college degree as much as they're looking for the people who have the skills and the abilities. And those skills are, of course, the STEM-related skills that we talked about, but they also need those soft skills as well. They need great communication skills. They need great persuasion skills. A lot of the things that they don't necessarily learn in the classroom. So I think when you talk about experience, it doesn't necessarily mean professional experience, because a lot of the practical experience that they get just in working part-time jobs or in doing community service or volunteer service, they learn those soft skills that are very important to workforce as well.
Are you seeing college-educated people prepared to enter the workforce? There's a lot of people out there with the degrees that can't find the jobs.
Well, that's true. And I think, you know, a lot of students today, and I have two sons as well, I think they are going to college thinking, well, you know, that sounds good to major in philosophy. And sometimes they don't step back and think, okay, now once I get a philosophy degree, what am I going to do with that? So, you know, we do need to bridge that gap between what are the available positions out there, where are the jobs going to be in the future, and making sure that kids are taking the courses and the majors that they need to get those jobs. Otherwise, they're going to go to kids across the seas. They're going to go to the international students, because I think they do understand what is needed and where the jobs are. And so we want children to be happy in what they're doing, but at the same time, they need to prepare themselves and have the skills to be able to get jobs and to take care of themselves and to build this country.
Now, here at the Tennessee Valley Corridor Summit, a lot of the focus is on maintaining, developing, and keeping this right here in the Tennessee Valley. Do do you see education of people in the Tennessee Valley as a key element of this? Are we looking at importing people from other parts of the country to this region to meet the needs of the technology, manufacturing, and industry that we're trying to attract?
That's a very good question. I would say, personally, I would like to see our own students get those jobs. So that would be my first priority, is making sure that we're doing everything we can from K through 16 and on, you know, in graduate school, to make sure that we're preparing them for those jobs. But the fact is, if we don't have the people in this area, we're going to go overseas, or we're going to get them wherever we can find them to do those jobs, because we'll need to have those folks doing those jobs. But preference is, let's train the people here in this area. Let's do the best job that we can to get these kids skilled for these jobs of the future.
For students planning to attend universities, take note of Cheryl Harvey's insight into what the future employers will be looking for in the Tennessee Valley Corridor. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.